two state agencies have failed to penalize an Addison County farm that allowed tens of thousands of gallons of liquid manure to reach a stream in Lake Champlain. It's not because of lack of evidence. One official described it as the most egregious violation of its kind seen in several decades. As VPR's John Dillon reports, it's because of a bureaucratic tangle.
There is no question where the manure went that day last March. Panton resident Eben Markowski took video with his phone as it ran off the farm field and into a stream that flows into Lake Champlain less than a mile away.
This field right here, you can see right there, manure was spread yesterday on top of the snow. It smells like shit right here. All of that manure flushed into this water.
The case seemed clear-cut. Pollution was flowing directly from the Allendale farm into a waterway without a permit, in violation of state and federal law. Regulators wrote the farm a letter of reprimand, but have not fined or penalized the farm. And that has to do with how state agencies regulate farm pollution. A legal agreement divides authority between two state agencies. The Agency of Agriculture regulates activities on farms, including manure spreading. The Department of Environmental Conservation takes over if waste flows off the farm and into a waterway.
We enforced immediately, you know, as soon as we could. We referred it over to the Agency of Natural Resources.
That's Laura DiPietro, the Director of Water Quality at the Agriculture Agency. DiPietro says she and her staff told the Allendale farm that they had violated state rules.
It was not acceptable.
But though it was unacceptable, the Agriculture Agency did not fine the farm. Why? DiPietro says it's the job of the Department of Environmental Conservation within the Agency of Natural Resources to handle enforcement once the pollution leaves the farm. And records show the farm was one of many that DiPietro exempted from a seasonal ban that prohibits manure being applied to fields during the winter and early spring. It was one of 19 written exemptions and 67 verbal exemptions that the Ag Agency handed out last season. DiPietro says she granted the exemption to Allendale because the manure pit was overflowing, which would have caused immediate water pollution. Farmer Claudia Allen says Allendale Farm did nothing wrong. They spread the manure based on the agency's approval. But DiPietro says even though she gave the farm verbal permission to spread the manure, she gave clear instructions that the manure be kept out of waterways.
Every verbal we did, every exemption we've ever done has been very clear. It is your responsibility, farmer, to manage that there is no runoff.
Theoretically, this is where the Department of Environmental Conservation, with its jurisdiction over waterways, would step in. But just this month, the water regulators say they would not do anything. Why? Even though it's part of an independent agency with its own mandates, the DEC recognizes Ag's exemption. A water regulator wrote, quote, "While there is evidence of an unpermitted discharge to the waters of the state, the evidence indicates the farmer was acting in reliance upon an oral waiver granted by the Ag Agency. And, quote, because of that waiver, it is improper to invoke penalty authority in this matter."
Any time that we are unable to kind of close that loop of enforcement, it can be pretty frustrating for us.
Kim Greenwood was recently named Deputy Commissioner of Environmental Conservation.
There's lots of reasons that happens, and some of those are good reasons, and some of those are not so good reasons.
State officials try not to throw each other under the bus, but there's tension between the Ag Agency and water regulators on farm enforcement. The water regulators say the Ag Agency shouldn't hand out exemptions to the manure spreading ban. They also say any exemptions that are granted should be in writing and clearly state how much manure can be spread. Environmental activist Michael Colby, who reviewed the state records obtained by VPR, calls this case a microcosm of the lack of enforcement against agriculture. The Ag Agency, he says, has a dual mission to both promote and regulate agriculture.
They're letting the promotional side of their job take over. They're bending rules, they're not enforcing rules, and they're not following laws. And the end result is dirtier and dirtier water.
Colby argues the Department of Environmental Conservation should be the sole cop on the water pollution beat.
It makes no sense at all the way they've split up the regulatory obligations. What Vermont needs is advocates for clean water that are regulating and that are advocating for all Vermonters, not just big agricultural interest. And that's what's happening now. These people are rolling over for an industry that is basically controlling an agency.
The ag agency says the Allendale enforcement issue is not dead, and it may refer the case directly to the Attorney General's office. But with this fall's heavy rain and November's early snow, manure pits are getting full, and the state may again grant the exemptions to the ban on spreading on snow or in the winter. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.